Yeah, that game was unreal. Just having a month to prepare for a guy like that, knowing that he was going to be a top five, top ten, you know, top whatever pick in the NFL draft. You know, with his speed, his strength, the combination of that and quickness, he's a very good player. And just taking the time I had to watch his film, do the things I had to do, almost put myself in an NFL situation, spending those extra hours at night that you have to do if you want this to be your job. And I feel like I played one of my best games against him. Oh, absolutely. I mean, University of Michigan has a huge tradition of bringing out offensive linemen, great offensive linemen. I'm not taking anything away from any other school either. Texas A&M is a great school. They had Luke Jokel come out last year. Those guys, they're good players, absolutely. I'm not taking anything away from them at all. That's a pretty big shadow, absolutely. And then, you know, wearing the number 77, I wore that my last year in high school, and I wanted to wear that again. Those are huge shoes to fill. Whether I filled those shoes or not, you know, it's really not for me to say. But, you know, he's always going to have a lasting impression at the University of Michigan, and I hope I do as well.
Is he somebody that you can talk to him at all as he progresses with the NFL?
Is somebody that I can talk to?
Yeah, have you talked to him?
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple times, and I've said that before that after my bowl game, he called me and texted me and said, you know, if there's anything you need with this process since I've already gone through it, you know, let me know, and I can do whatever I can to help. I don't know too much about him, but I do know that he was a hell of a player. Oh, it's awesome. I was with Michael most of the day today, getting poked and prodded by a bunch of doctors. So been up since about 4 a.m., so it's been awesome. I mean, I'm tired, but at the same time, it's such a thrilling experience just to be here. It's just unbelievable.
What was Michael like as a roommate? Jets head coach, Rex Ryan. Jets.
Sorry, a little jumpy. With Mike, what's he like as a roommate? He's a quiet guy. I mean, he's not as outgoing as I am, but you know, he's a hell of a football player and he's a hell of a person. He's definitely a Michigan man. I have. I am the best Super Smash Brothers to ever play the game. So if any of you have a challenge, that's what I'm here to do. Yeah. All right. Oh, that play? No, that. Oh, I'm not sick of it at all. Honestly, you know, it's kind of like you can only control what you can control. I mean, whatever ESPN or NFL Network wants to put on their screen that's completely up to them. It was, you know, that was not my fault. I hate saying it like that because I feel like I'm putting blame on other people. But, you know, it was a double team between me and the guard to the backside backer, and he just wasn't blocked. But at the same time, regardless if you're blocked or not, that was one hell of a hit.